at another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. And I just want to give you a quick update, and then we'll move into our interview with an amazing man who has done a lot of great things and has seen a lot of great things. His name is Jim Haas, and he is a Minuteman, one of the original Minutemen. Down on the border, I met him there, almost 3 years ago when the original Minuteman episode started with Jim Gilchrist and also with Chris Simcox and all of the thousands of people who supported and became part of the Minuteman organizations throughout the United States, some of them in their states right now, some of them down on the border, a lot of them giving their time. And I just want to, also, you're going to have to bear with me. I'm suffering from a cold, and it's kind of got my throat and into my my sinuses, but I think I can make it through tonight, and hopefully I'll be all right by the next show. I just came back from the Arizona and the Arizona state line, and I really enjoyed just quite an experience down there, met quite a few people. I also got to look at the Grand Canyon. I got to go through Sedona. For those of you who have been through Sedona, Arizona, it is a magical place, and it was very refreshing for my soul. And, of course, went down to the Chiricahua right there on the southeast border of New Mexico. I got to go to the Billy the Kid Museum and meet a lot of fine people. And, of course, I always wore my Stop Illegal Immigration T-shirt, and at every stop, people just came up, "What can I do?" And, of course, I had my Numbers USA cards, business cards that I gave out to them, and I gave them the same sheet of action sheet that I gave to, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people last summer on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride. Then proceeded up through the Monument Valley. If any of you remember watching Forrest Gump, he was running up that long road as he crossed America several times running. And people were following him, and behind him were the great towers in Monument Valley. Actually, I got a shot of those. Sandy and I, my wife, sat in two chairs, toasted two goblets, and we toasted just the beauty in front of us as we looked at these great towers. And then we came back through Durango, Colorado, and watched the high country explode in beautiful colors. Molas Pass at 11,000 feet almost was extraordinarily beautiful. Lakes down below. And again, getting off to see these sites, I would get out with my T-shirt, and a half a dozen Americans would come up, and what can I do? So, ladies and gentlemen, we are making great progress. Dick Durbin over there in Illinois has brought the Dream Act nightmare. You might call it the Nightmare Act, giving illegal aliens kids the ability to get to our schools, costing us billions of dollars in the long run, and we're trying to defeat him right now. So make sure you get in and make your calls and make your voices heard from alipac.us, numbersusa.com, thesocialcontract.com, firecoalition.com, fairus.org, and go to my website, ask any questions you'd like. And tonight, just before we get to our guest after the break, I'm going to bring up to you, and many of you saw this in the USA Today, the consequences that we face in this nation as we multiculturalize ourselves right out of our own culture. And what we're going to talk about is that the tensions between the Sunnis and the Shiites are now emerging in the United States of America. Little does anyone know that we immigrated 2.3 million Muslims into this country since 1990, and they are now becoming a force in Detroit, and they are now starting to go at each other because they don't like each other. They're trying to kill each other. We could have the same kinds of problems here in the States. Be right back after these messages. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. 7371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. Again, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. I've got a couple of quotes here that I think you might enjoy. The first one is, "A racist is someone who is winning an argument with a liberal," unquote. That's by a friend of mine, Peter Brimelo. He wrote the book Alien Nation. I'll be seeing him at the end of this week as I travel to Washington, D.C. to attend some conferences. Additionally, another quote by Mark Twain: "The citizen who sees his society's democratic clothes being worn out and does not cry out is not a patriot, but a traitor," unquote. And I would certainly agree that those who sit back and say and do nothing, do not speak out and watch their society degrade or simply disappear underneath them because they are inactive, are really the greatest tragedy of this great American constitutional republic. And another thing that's really, really frightening to me, today in the USA Today newspaper in Chicago, tension between Sunnis and Shiites emerging in the USA. For those of you who don't know it, we have been immigrating legally, lots of refugees from foreign countries and the Middle East, and now we are suffering the consequences of these Muslims because, first of all, Muslim religion cannot and will not allow Muslims to be loyal American citizens. This is the only religion that does not adapt to the strictures, if you will, and does not adapt to the mores and the societies and the host nations to which they immigrate. You can go over to Sweden right now. They got rape rates that are going right through the roof, and the fools over there keep immigrating more of the Iraqi refugees. Norway is in really big trouble with a half million Muslims. You've got France being torn apart, Holland being overrun. They're paying the immigrant Muslims to go back to their own country over there, and they're chasing down illegals now. Sarkozy, France is also going after them, and they're also trying to get them back to their own countries. England, of course, is a split society. I just talked to a Brit this afternoon, Glenn, a friend of mine, Shaw, right there in London. And he said, my gosh, we're just ruining our country. And what's really even worse is Gordon's going to bring in another 11 million people in the next 15, 20 years. So as you can imagine, nothing's being solved, but everything's getting worse. And it says right here, in the tension between Sunnis and Shiites emerging in the United States, growing diversity of Muslim communities here challenges the tradition of assimilation. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I've written about this in the past. Muslims simply don't assimilate. They create their own enclaves. And for anyone who doesn't understand that, go to France right now or go to Holland, go to England, go to London, and you'll see separate societies. You will see that the Muslims enclave themselves away from their host societies and the citizens there, and creating a tremendous amount of racial tension and also a religious tension. One of the things that Muslims bring into these societies, and they brought them here to Colorado, is what is called female genital mutilation. And this is what is called a clitorectomy. And what happens is the Muslim imams and all the purveyors of the faith take young girls before the age of, I think it's 9, and they literally cut out their sexual being. They arrange for marriages. They have honor killings. And people don't understand that you can take a culture and you can take the people out of a culture, but you can't take the culture out of them. And the United States is in for a really nasty, eye-opening consequence because I think it was just this summer that George Bush decided he'll take another 24,000. Yes, that's 24,000 Iraqi refugees into this country. They will then start getting all the free welfare, the housing, and literally welfare for life as long as they want it. And it's going to be on your back. And now we see for years Sunnis in this country and Shiites work together to build mosques, supporting charities and so forth. But now there are signs of tensions emerging in America's Muslim community that are raising concerns among many of its leaders. They worry about the bitter divisions that have caused so much bloodshed abroad are beginning to have an impact here in the United States. Such concerns are rising at a time when the U.S. Muslim community has grown from less than 1 million in 1990 to nearly 2.5 million today, with 2 of 3 Muslims born overseas, according to the survey of the Pew Research Center. And what you have, ladies and gentlemen, is a Balkanization of the United States. Can you imagine if more Sunnis and Shiites arrive in this country and then they start going at each other in our country? It is going to flood our jail system, and it's going to overwhelm our police systems. And worst of all, it's going to create or inject a cancer that's not going to be able to go away, because we are going to have all those who will, and they have for all the Mexicans that are illegally in this country, start stomping the ground for equal human rights and so forth, when at the same time they simply destroy our country's ability to function and remain a cohesive American country. And that is the great crisis we face, and that was right there in USA Today. So I brought that to your attention. Also, I was on the Don Markwell show today down in Alabama, this morning, not 1 hour, but for 2 hours, because the listeners just couldn't get enough. And I talked about all the ramifications of the illegal immigration invasion. And then one guy came in, and I brought out the fact that we were going to add 100 million people to the United States, and that 70 million would be illegal immigrants if we continue on this amnesty plan, and that would be 70 million people from third world countries. And one guy said, well, but isn't legal immigration should continue because it's okay? And I said, yeah, but at a million plus per year, I mean, do we need another 100 million people in this United States? And the man didn't answer. So I hopefully am creating a lot of discussion across the United States. You can also go to RockyMountainNews.com, the DenverPost.com, and you'll see my daily columns that I'm writing there in the opinion forum. So get a chance, go to those two sites, and you'll see my stuff, and at least I will continue to educate as much as I can. News with Views, Rinse.com, Morty's Cabin, of course, and also Patriot Union. Now, I'm going to stop talking here because I want to get to my guest. He's a fantastic Minuteman, and he's a man who really is, Jim Haas has worked and earned and become really a successful. He's a contractor. He's a journeyman. He's an original Minuteman, and he was in Tombstone in April of 2005, and I met him there. And he's also a member of the Campo Minutemen and the Rocky Mountain Minutemen in Grand Junction. He's out of Grand Junction. He's also a member of SUNA, Stand Up Now America. The websites that he really promotes are RockyMountainMinutemen.org, CampoMinutemen.com, StandUpNowAmerica.org, and RoadRun at, oh, that's his email address. If you want to ask him any questions, RoadRun@Bresnan.net. So we're going to go over some very important topics here. We're probably going to run out of a little bit of time, but Jim, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I just want to thank you for all your service to the United States of America, and certainly now as a Minuteman down on the border, and certainly here in Colorado, really, is, I'm just proud to stand with you, sir. Thanks, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frosty, and it's great to talk to another great American patriot such as yourself, who's been in this thing a little bit longer than I have, and it's always great to be in the company of great Americans.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure and an honor, and one of the things that this Republic Broadcast Network really ties Americans in across the country from Maine to Washington State down to Texas and Arizona and across to Virginia and South Carolina, and we're all in this together, and I don't care if somebody just got in this thing tomorrow or yesterday or even today, the key is we're all standing together. Now, you were an editor of an underground newspaper in the construction industry in San Diego County. Could you give us a little bit about that, the Moonlighter that you wrote and published?
Sure. This was almost exactly 20 years ago. In fact, about 1985 through 87 is when I published this underground newspaper. At that time, the situation that's hitting every place in the United States now was already hitting in Southern California. We had a large influx of illegal, primarily Mexicans, coming into California at the time. They started off finishing concrete, then they started off setting the forms, and pretty soon they were framing the houses. They were all illegal. The predominantly amount of them were illegal. They basically ended up breaking the union, first in Los Angeles and then San Diego counties, as far as residential work went. They forced any union carpentry to retreat into the commercial sphere. They started lowering prices, and this is one of the things that prompted me to start an underground newspaper, was to keep all of the carpenters, the union carpenters, advised of what wages that were being paid on the different job sites around the county. San Diego County is a very large county. The guys working on the jobs, they don't have time to drive around and check out prices being paid on the other side of town or things like this. And they had evolved into piecework, because in order to make union scale or better, you had to do piecework and then just literally work very hard or longer hours to make the same amount of pay you would make on a cushy union type, by the hour type job. So the illegals were basically ruining the trades 22 years ago. In California, and that's one of the reasons I moved here in 1987, was to get away from it, because I could see the writing on the wall. There's going to be no future for an American tradesman in Southern California at all.
Well, I think I would even extend that now into much of Arizona, certainly into Texas, and the same thing is happening here in Denver, Colorado, because they have undermined the unions and they've undermined independent contractors. When I wear my T-shirt, Stop Illegal Immigration, Ask Me How, into the Lowe's, and I go into Home Depot, I get contractors coming up. He says, I'm being destroyed by these people. And so you can go anywhere across the nation. Now, one of the things you did with the Moonlighter underground newspaper, you reported on contractors stealing employees' union pension monies and going on European vacation trips and fishing trips and so forth. How did they get away with that back there? Oh, you know something? We're going to be right back after these commercial comments. Jim, thanks for really joining us, and we're looking forward to going through this next hour with you and get all this information out to the public.
Okay.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. I'm talking to Jim Haas. He's in Grand Junction, Colorado. I just came through there just recently. And the websites you want to check out are www.RockyMountainMinutemen.org, Campo Minutemen, that's C-A-M-P-O, C-A-M-P-O, Minutemen.com, StandUpNowAmerica.org. And if you have any questions, address Jim over his website or his email, roadrun@Bresnan, BRESNAN.net. And for those of you who want to get a hold of me, or a lot of you, you want to really get me to get a new guest on that has even more information from your state, go to FrostyW@Juno.com or my website, FrostyWooldridge.com, and suggest that that guest that can give more enlightenment for your state. I love to bring him on, as I do each week. And the key is we're all in this together. Now, Jim, one of the things, and we'll mention those websites again, you saw the actual takeover of the trades by Mexicans 20 years ago. From your appreciations of what happened there and how it happened, what do you think is going to happen in the rest of the country and what you're seeing right now happen in Colorado? Because you and I know we got about 400 to possibly even 500,000 illegals in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, it's a slow process, but they just basically infiltrate from the bottom up. The wages start going down. The more illegals come in, the more it lowers it. the inexhaustible supply of incoming illegals at the rate of 10,000 per day into the United States across an unprotected border is just continuously eroding wages for the working men. And they're basically working their way higher and higher up into better and better paying jobs, as well as more and more highly skilled jobs. Because if a Mexican is not skilled enough to do as much work in a good workmanship manner as an American, there's a real simple solution to the problem. They just hire two or three Mexicans to do the same amount of work. The quality of craftsmanship will not come up, but they'll still get the houses knocked out, so many houses a week on the track. And the way we were talking a minute ago about how did they manage to do it, the union contractors and stuff, how did the peace workers and then the illegal workers work into it, is the union contractors were supposed to be paying by the hour and benefits on every hour. Well, they started peace work, and in order for a union carpenter to have all of his benefits good, he had to work at least 20 hours a week. So as long as the amount of money he was making in a piecework price could be divided by at least 20 or slightly higher amount of hours, all of his benefits and everything would be paid. And, of course, if the contractor could break the man's hours down to about 20 hours, he was only paying benefits into the union on 20 hours instead of 40. So it was quite a Ponzi scheme, and these contractors were literally putting the money in their hind pockets and basically rooking the union out of basically about 50% of the money that they should have had coming in. And this is coming back to haunt a bunch of them, because as you develop Mexican contractors, the Mexican contractors are very, very racist. They won't hire black Americans. They won't hire white Americans. They will only hire Mexicans, and I'm talking about Mexican nationals. I'm not talking about Mexican Americans, because the Mexican Americans, the blacks, and the white Americans will not pay a mordida or a kickback to the Mexican foreman on the job. But the Mexican foreman, every Mexican he has working for him, it's a way of life in Mexico to pay a mordida for everything. They think nothing of paying $50 or $100 a week to the Mexican foreman to hold their job. And they do it, and many of the Mexican foremen make more money in the kickback morditas on payday than they do from their salary on the job. And this is why they're squeezing out all Americans on these job sites. People don't realize there's a big bribe system involved with all of these foremen. My brother works in Vegas occasionally. Whenever they get a union job over there building a casino, he usually goes over there and works for a few months or a year. And he said on the housing tracks over there right now, all of the layout that's written down on the concrete, you know, for the framers to follow,
all right,
you know, where the different window sizes and everything go, all of this layout language now is in Spanish. There's none of it being written in English anymore. You have to be able to read Spanish in order to frame a house now if you're in Las Vegas. And I'm sure it's the same way in California.
Oh, there's no question about that. And ladies and gentlemen, I think we've talked about the mordida before. In Spanish, it means the bite. And if you translate it, of course, it goes from the bite to the bribe. It is a bribe, and mordida works totally throughout the entire Mexico and all third world countries. And so now you have the same kind of corruption, not just seeping in, but now pouring in. And truly, Nevada is being taken over. But with the bribe, with the mordida, and with all this kind of corruption, you then start having organized crime. You have undermining, and of course, just the racism is incredible, because these Mexican contractors will not hire American blacks, will not hire Mexican Americans, and certainly won't hire any white folks out there. And so what you're seeing is this government, headed by Bush, and certainly the one before him, is manifesting the loss of the middle American jobs and the standard of living to which we worked hard for. And I'm just a little middle American boy myself, so I came out of the 40s and the 50s, and you know, it wasn't easy to build this country like we did to make it as successful as we did, and now it's being undermined by the very leaders who are supposed to be representing us. Now, one thing, Jim, you then, of course, there was another reason for you moving out of San Diego. We're talking crime. Could you describe some of the criminal activities going on? And, well, we're going to have a little bit of a break right here. We're going to come back with Jim Haas, a Minuteman here in Colorado, and we're going to talk about the crime that he had to escape from San Diego. Thanks for joining us on this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
6295-5305 or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. I'm talking with Jim Haas, a tradesman who got run out of San Diego 20 years ago. And let's really understand, ladies and gentlemen, as I've said before, that corruption becomes a mechanism by which third world countries operate. And when you allow 10,000, and that number was validated by Time Magazine, 10,000 illegal aliens crossing our borders or visa overstayers, every day, 24/7, that's the kind of invasion that we are under right now, and virtually the U.S. President of the United States, George Bush, does absolutely nothing to stop it. Chertoff does nothing to stop it. McCain encourages it. Ted Kennedy encourages it. So it doesn't make any difference which side of the aisle, Republican or Democrat, they are in cahoots and wear the same sombrero. And I can tell you this, if you live in Mexico right now or in Los Angeles, you better batten everything down, you better lock it up, you better chain it, you better put it in a cell, you better put high glass fences, you better have surveillance because it'll be gone in the morning. And so what kind of crime did you start seeing there in San Diego?
Well, Frosty, it was always worse just to the north of us in L.A. I lived in San Diego, and L.A. would have two or three drive-bys a night at the time, and San Diego wasn't quite as bad. They'd have two or three drive-bys a week. Okay. But I could see the writing on the wall. I mean, the goal of every illegal crossing the border at that time was to make it to L.A. They weren't wanting to make it to San Diego. They were wanting to get it into L.A. so they could disappear in the crowd up there because it's a much larger city. But I could see it coming to San Diego. And it, in fact, it already was. Like I say, they were having two or three drive-bys a week in San Diego where they had two or three a night in L.A. And so I saw it was no place fit to raise the two small boys that I had the second time with my second wife. So I said, now's a good time to go to Colorado. I mainly moved here. One of the states I checked out for two primary reasons. Number one, they had good elk hunting. And number two, they only had a 7% minority population in Grand Junction. So I figured, well, the crime has got to be low because there's a direct correlation between the amount of these illegal aliens coming in and the rise in the crime rate. There's just a real direct correlation to it, and I could see that. You don't have to be a 200 IQ genius to figure that out.
Well, that's a fact. And, of course, here in Denver, on the other side of the state, 4 hours away from you, we are really under a siege of crime, whether it's rapes or whether it's killings or whether it's murders of knives. These illegals are throwing their babies into the dumpster. You've got violence toward literally... It's astounding. And ladies and gentlemen, the poor of the third world don't all of a sudden just jump up and start to be good citizens when they get into a first world country. They simply bring their culture, their violence, their machismo, their raping and their drinking and their irresponsibility. And also they bring their lack of education into our country. And as it pours in faster and faster, it simply overwhelms places like San Diego. Now, what's been happening in Grand Junction? When you got there 20 years ago, 7%, but I know Grand Junction's growing like crazy with illegals.
Oh, it's crawling with them right now. It's helped a little bit with the law we passed here last year against the employers. At that time when the law passed, we had probably 90 to 95% illegal, primarily Mexicans working in the kitchens here, flipping the hamburgers in the hamburger joints. Mm-hmm. Now it's hard to find one. It's almost all high school kids and college kids working in there now, and a few senior citizens. But it's really cleaned up the big chain businesses because I think they're running scared on if they get caught, they're going to get popped for everyone they get caught with.
Gee, what a concept, law and order.
Yeah, it's called law and order. It's I sympathize with you. Denver being a de facto sanctuary city over there. And, of course, our police chief, right on his homepage, he says he embraces diversity. So that tells me where he's standing at on the law enforcement.
Beckner, Chief Beckner out of Boulder is the same way. There's a sanctuary city in Boulder where we get American Coloradans, the Boulderites, get run over on their bicycles. They get raped near the school. Eight rapes. John Hessler, the CU quarterback, of course, was run over and now is he has a traumatic brain injury, not much more than a 12-year-old, and he's in a chair. He used to be the CU quarterback. One kid, Dale Ingalls, just got killed by an illegal. I mean, the list goes on. You're talking about, and you read about the Ranch Rescue. Could you give us some information on Ranch Rescue and what you did as an original Minuteman down there?
Yeah, this was right before I actually became a Minuteman with Jimmy Gilchrist MMP project. I had been watching on the net developments on the border and all these colonias that you were involved with a little bit educating people on. And there was a guy came out of Texas named Jack Foote, and he formed an outfit known as Ranch Rescue. And it was primarily to get landowners along the border in Texas and Arizona primarily to give them permission to come in and string fence, repair fence, and primarily to patrol their land, the private property, for these illegal invaders, and to basically citizens arrest them and call either the sheriff or the border patrol to haul them away. And I was thinking very seriously about joining that group, and I think I had a big job start or something is why I couldn't actually go down and join Jack Foote, the Ranch Rescue. And so this was the precursor to me joining Jimmy Gilchrist. When I saw him coming up here about a year later than this happened, I decided it was, you know, I needed to do something physically to relieve the stress of just sitting here and watching my country going down the drain by all this illegal invasion coming in across the line.
Well, that's what drove not only you and me. I went down to the border a year before the Gilchrist and Stimcox Minuteman project that really came into full bloom. And I filmed the ghettos down there called Colonias. And
yeah.
I mean, they're lined. People just don't understand. We are importing the poor of Mexico, Central and South America, and they're now well over a million living in shacks and tar paper huts and tents, no water, no sewage, no electric lights, no nothing. They're just living as primitive, literally as primitive poor coming out of Bombay or Calcutta. They're coming right out of Mexico City. And when I saw that, and then and I know you've seen what I've seen. Can anybody even dream up the amount of tons of trash and fecal material left on the border by these
bodies? Oh, this was absolutely disgusting and unbelievable. I had when I was working in Hunter Canyon in the Huachuca Mountains there in Cochise County during the original operations for the Minuteman Project. I had a female reporter and a female cameraman in there filming, and they were from Lillehammer, Norway, and they just could not believe. At first, they accused us of salting the area, and I says, "No, we wouldn't do that." I says, "Just start walking," you know. And they walked probably for the better part of a mile from one layup area to the next layup area to the next layup area, and after they had walked about six or eight layup areas, they knew the volume was way beyond what anybody could have salted, and they said, "This is terrible. This isn't desert. This is beautiful country. And these Mexicans are ruining the United States." I mean, they were in shock. They were literally in shock that this would be allowed to go on. And they were a newspaper crew out of Lillehammer, so I'm sure it was on the front page of their newspaper the next day or two. But it was just, they could not get over it. They were in shock.
Yeah, well, that, you know, most people can't. You know, as I traveled from Texas to El Paso, Laredo, and filmed all this stuff, I went from there to San Diego. This was four years ago. It was just before the 2004. I was down there. I spent a month down there filming. I was astounded at every turn, Jim, because I'll bet you I saw no less than, what, a million pieces of trash and garbage and filth? I bet you I saw at least 100,000 piles of human feces.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, and the desert is literally destroyed because of the plastic hanging off the cactus, off the pinyon trees, everywhere, plastic bottles. I brought two bags home, and I actually gave a speech down in Las Vegas in 2004, and people just could not believe it. We're talking, in fact, I think it was one of the rifle clubs down there in Arizona in one weekend picked up 20 tons of trash.
Oh, yeah. It's
20 tons in just 3 days at about 150 members.
Yeah, and I was asking around several people. I said, well, why does these environmental groups like the Sierra Club do anything about this? You never hear a word out of them. You know what I was told? One of the largest contributors to the Sierra Club is an open borders Mexican-American. And he said, this is what he told people, if one word is said about this through the Sierra Club, I will shut off all my funding to the Sierra Club. So this is one of your political ramifications on why the environmentalists are not complaining about this total damage to all the biology in the whole area. The desert, if it was stopped tomorrow, the invasion was stopped tomorrow, they said it would take over 100 years for that desert to recover from the trails and things that have been made by the illegals.
Oh, and I would venture to say it would take an army months to clean up the trash.
Oh yeah, you could put you could put 3,000 National Guard on it tomorrow, and it, I don't think they'd make a big dent in it in less than 6 months.
Oh, but yeah, there's no question. We're talking hundreds of square miles of garbage and filth and trash that American citizens don't have a clue.
They don't understand that every little bit hurts. When you're in Mexico and you're done drinking your plastic water bottle, it drops right where it's at.
That's right.
And the same thing happens. They don't change their habits when they cross that border. The same bad habits they had in the third world, they bring them up here with them. They have chickens in the front yard and pigs in the backyard. They have the same thing up here. And people wonder, well, it's their education or their lack thereof These people are not going to change overnight just because they crossed the line into the United States. They're bringing their culture with them to our country, and they're going to ram it down our throats or die trying.
That's exactly correct, and they're going to multiply trying. And ladies and gentlemen, by 2050, at the current rate of Mexican invasion and Mexican birth rates, they are going to be the dominant ethnic group in the United States of America. Does that just take your breath away?
Oh yeah, and see, Frosty, you know as well as I do, the numbers of Mexicans in here are much higher. But most people don't realize. They hear this 12 million or 15 or 20. The Mexican government, who's known to lie, you can't really believe what they say. I'm sure this is on the low estimate, but they claim that 28 million Mexicans. Now, this is not Guatemalans, Salvadorans, Ecuadorans, and everything else. This is Mexican nationals. The Mexican government themselves admit to 28 million being in here right now.
And also, Calderon just said in a recent speech, televised speech, he said, where there isn't a Mexican, there is Mexico.
Oh, yeah. How's that for a claim on our territory?
Yeah, and I'm amazed that Fox came out with a book that he wrote about Bush and said that he thought President Bush was extraordinarily arrogant. And they were such good buddies. Now, one of the things that you did, joining the Gilchrist campaign and the Simcox campaign and Minutemen, what are some of the things that you took as far as action to help Jim and Chris be successful?
Well, basically, besides, I only did 10 days of the original 30 days down there because I had work starting, but I did do my 10 days down there. Now, basically, Chris was doing some small 1 to 10 man patrols, and he heard about Jimmy Gilchrist forming the Minuteman Project. So they basically got together with Jim Chase. They all three went down there, kind of a three-way party thing, and they got it rolling. Okay, well, Chase backed out, and you know, whenever you get two or three people together, you're always going to get some personality conflicts in it. Right. And when the operation was over, basically Jim Gilchrist went to do political ends and these day labor centers and street protests and things like this. Simcox pretty much stayed in manning a crew on the border and going into some stuff kind of like what you are, going around the country, being a talking head, you know.
Right.
And when Jim Gilchrist run for state senate out there, I went out, and at the time, I had a job going out there for a Minuteman couple building a house for them. And so it was fairly easy for me to access coming over and helping him and knocking on a bunch of doors and passing flyers out there for about the better part of a week during his campaign. Now, he had to run under the independent banner rather than the Republican banner he would have liked to have run under. But he came he did real good. He did better than any independent candidate ever had. He took, I think, like 37% of the total vote.
That's correct.
And what you don't hear is he took almost 70% of the physical vote of people that went into the booths and voted. But where he lost it is he entered the race so late, he lost a lot of the absentee votes, and that's where he was defeated. But he did very, very well, more than what most people realize.
Or even appreciated, and there's no question. And hopefully there's going to be more men or women that just simply stand up on that same platform. You know, the only chance this nation has right now is Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, and Duncan Hunter.
I like Tom Tancredo's statement the other day, is we need to stop all immigration.
That's exactly
everything.
Right.
These H-1B visas, these Bantu tribesmen from Africa, how are they going to strengthen this country? They're going to be on the welfare. I mean, they don't even know what a door handle is for.
They don't know
how to operate a door until they're shown.
A flush toilet, they don't even know what that's for. I mean,
a lot of the Mexicans from the southern states of Mexico don't know what a toilet is.
They don't even.
You ought to hear the horror stories I hear coming off the job sites.
You'll see
feet print on either side of the toilet hole where they got up there and squatted on top of the toilet because they didn't know you sat down and used it that way.
Right.
Now, this is the primitive third world that we're getting in here right now.
And we are importing millions of them. Now,
You
were a first Campo Minuteman, and I want everybody to enjoy this website. It's www.campominutemen.com, campominutemen.com. And what did you do down there in 2005 when the original Campo Minuteman brought work?
Okay, well, Jim Chase is the one of the three kind of co-founders, in a way, that started up the Minuteman Project down there on the border. He started the Camp Home Minuteman when he came back to California because he knew, as bad as the need was in Arizona there to patrol the border, it was just as bad, if not worse, in California. So since he lived in Oceanside, he decided to start patrolling the California border. And he got a big border watch organized for, I think, the 2 weeks of July and the first week of August down there during 2005. And so I decided to go, and I went down there. And actually, I went down there about a week before anybody else because I was out there visiting my son and doing a few things. And I went down there to the VFW hall that we were working out of, which was our base of operations, and they were having some electrical problems with the flagpole across the street and the parking area for the RVs and things that would come in. So I went ahead and did some electrical work and got everything all wired up and legal beagle and ground faulted and everything. And I posted on the net that I had done that, you know, and Jim just couldn't believe it that I had gone down there without any authorization or anything, and I just got it done. So he was real happy. So
yeah, but he was.
Yeah, he was in there about a week later, and we
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And before we miss out on the rest of the last part of the hour, I want to make a note that RBN now has a chat room on the home page for all listeners to communicate with each other and the host of RBN. So if you have questions, you can go to my website, FrostyWildridge.com, or you can go to the chat room on RBN and get those ideas to me and get them to all the hosts, because it's well worthwhile. And you can do that, of course, just by going to the website. And now I really want to bring to your attention a book that Jim Haas has written called Trip to Tombstone, The Huachuca Mountains. And he knows Glenn Spencer, which I've the guy I've met also. He knows Chris Simcox. I mean, he knows Jim Gilchrist. A lot of the big heroes that were really the start of what really started to turn the tide on the immigration invasion. They really are the ones that created all the new websites. They were the opinion leaders, and they were the big changers. Could you just, and I've read a couple of chapters of this book. I tell you what, I felt it into my bone because I was down there. So you're going to get to see some really great personality and a great deal of history with this book. So you want to just kind of give us some ideas of what we can expect in your book when it comes out?
Yeah, Frosty, I think I'm going to name it American Minuteman Journal. That's the name I'm kicking around right now. And it's going to be basically a series of short stories from the border. I'm going to attempt to take John Q. Public on a trip down to the border and let him have the Minuteman experience. So he will not have to guess about what Minutemen do when they're on the border. He'll know. It's long periods of boredom in hot and dusty conditions, followed by brief moments of excitement and absolute terror from time to time. We got attacked by what we call the Mexican goons twice a night when we were at Campo there for over 3 weeks straight. They came out for a legal demonstration before 10 o'clock at night when they had to quiet the noise down, and then they came back illegally at 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning for their real demonstration. That was real dangerous, and it was definitely hair-raising, and it will basically put you there under those conditions so that you will know what the Minutemen had to go under at different places on the line. I'm writing my chapter on Laredo right now. I patrolled 100 miles of dirt and mud road there during the 911 operations a year ago. And I helped put out the 2,000 flags with Glenn Spencer there and Jim Gilchrist and the congressman from Iowa, King. He was there and gave
Stephen
a big
King.
Speech. Right. We were right across the border, right across the street from the Border Patrol's office. And that was a nice experience. And the one thing that impressed me about Laredo is it's the only place that I've been to in the United States that is actually worse than Mexifornia. It is bad. The Walmart there, when you walk in, they've got Mexican music playing. They say, Buenos tardes, señor, when you walk in the door. And I asked for a little hothead stove in the sporting goods department. And I asked the woman that was behind the counter, and when I asked her, I says, where are your little hothead stoves at? She said, gay. And this is how bad it is. So
yeah.
The whole country is going this way if we don't get it stopped.
I can second that. They even sell down there in Arizona and in Texas at the Walmart. They sell all Mexican flags. You won't even see an American flag. So it goes to show you that Walmart, who takes 90% of its products from China in the first place, that every time you spend any money at Walmart, you're actually cutting your own throat.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure their Mexican flags are made in China.
Yeah. Jim, we're going to have to get back with you because I want to make sure your book gets out to the American public. Thanks for joining us here on Connecting the Dots. We'll do this again if you're willing. And you've just been a great rendition here. And I just want to thank you very much for your service to America and service to our Constitution and all of us fellow American citizens.
Well, it was my pleasure, Frosty.
All righty. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Frosty Wildridge, your host. Yet again, another rendition of a great America.
It's true.